Cousins, have you noticed all the trailers and motorhomes on the road lately? Millions of people have found that traveling in a recreational vehicle is not only economical, but also the most convenient and exciting way to travel. Crestwood Trailer Sales and Rentals has been one of the leading full-service recreational vehicle dealers in Westchester County, New York, and Fairfield County, Connecticut, since 67, way back there. And Crestwood has a motorhome or travel trailer in everybody's price range. Crestwood also offers you a huge selection of department for trailer and motorhome repairs, a complete accessory store, propane refills, and if you had to, if you need some gas, and if you are converting a custom van, Crestwood has all the van parts and accessories you'll need. Business has been good, and Crestwood is overstocked with trade-ins, which means a great buy for you on 10 to 20 used motorhomes and trailers now reduced to near-cost prices. So if you're thinking of a recreational vehicle, my friends, think Crestwood Trailer Sales and Rentals, 162 Main Street, Tuckahoe, New York, and 1503 Boston Post Road in Milford, Connecticut. So, like I tell you, just drive into Crestwood. And pick up a very used motorhome.
Cousin Brucey.
Wait, I need that sponsor anyhow. 6:46. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the guy with a tear in his eye, Jackie Wilson. Lonely teardrop.
Flying. Lonely teardrop. Why don't you ever try? Lonely teardrop. Just say you will, say you will.
Say you will.
Say you will.
Say you will.
Say
you will.
Hey.
Say
it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say
you will. Lonely teardrops, Jackie Wilson. Very sad note here. Very sad note. Jackie Wilson is lying in a nursing home right now. I don't know if many of you know this, but about a year and a half ago, Jackie Wilson was doing a show, you can relax now for a moment, Bob, with Dick Clark. During the middle of Jackie Wilson's live performance, he collapsed. I'm not a doctor, I don't know what happened to him, but it was very, very serious. To this day, it is a year ago, Jackie Wilson is lying there, not doing very, very much. And it's kind of a sad note. And I wish I remembered what hospital it was so everybody can write him a note, because how many years of happiness this man gave to millions of people. And now he's just lying there kind of lonely. Cherry Hill. I think it's Cherry Hill Hospital. At least they'll forward it. I'm sure as a friend they will do that for him. Jackie Wilson, Cherry Hill Hospital, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I do not know the zip. That'd be nice if you remembered him. Show him that you remembered him. It's 6:49 right now, 66 WNBC, the last radio show.
It's the cream of all.
It's the bell of Barcelona.
And the flower of old Spain.
It's the pearl of Tango Pango.
The greatest in Great Neck.
The whole world loves world money. Bank America Traveler's Checks.
We call Bank America Traveler's Checks world money because they're accepted all over the world. Everywhere from Missoula to Madagascar. And Bank America Traveler's Checks have a unique safety feature that makes them just about forge-proof. No wonder the whole world loves world money.
The whole world loves world money. Bank America Traveler's Checks.
Saucy's the wine to get. Imported just for the fun of it.
My favorite things, my part in the new movie, my new girlfriend, and this new wine. Not exactly in that order.
In the spirit of a new generation of Europeans comes a new generation of wine. Introducing Zazie.
You're holding my painting upside down. But don't feel bad. Have another glass of Zazie. In fact, maybe that painting looks better upside down.
Zazie, a different kind of white wine. Its lively, zesty flavor is like a breath of fresh air in the stuffy world of wine.
First, I enjoyed fast racing cars, and then fast horses. And now, finally, I found Zazie, something I can enjoy slowly.
Zazie's the wine to get. Imported just for the fun of it.
White wine and natural. natural flavors. Imported by International Vintage Wine, San Francisco.
All righty, my son John is here, and you're going to be hearing from DJ. Many millions of you remember when this lad was born, when I was on the WABC microphones. Thousands of you wrote letters. Everybody's eating food there. It is really a wildness, and I am so thrilled. All of my friends, there's hundreds of people up here tonight. And I know that thousands and thousands of you listening right now, according to the phone calls and everything, a lot of people have said, but my friends, this is a happiness for me. It is something that I've always thought about and I've looked forward to, because now the career is going into a completely different direction, a very happy direction. We'll tell you more about it. The music, sublime.
Hey, hold on 1 second.
What?
Hey, Brucey, I tell you something. I can only be here a second or two, because I'm on the air right now, you know, but I put a long playing record. I may believe I'm on FM, and I put a long playing record on just to come over to say, you know, to be here for your party for the last broadcast. And, you know, it's never a last broadcast with you, because you're such a great talent. You are on NBC right now, television, right? And I'm sure you're negotiating somewhere, right?
Right.
Hey, where's Pat Whitley? What happened to Perry Bascom? Hey, hi there, Brucey. Your engineer is still here, huh? There's old Morrison, and all the gang's still here. Well, I'll say a last goodbye to them, because they ain't going to be here on Monday. Anyway, Bobby Massell here? Where is he?
He's over
Bobby.
There.
I love you, Bobby Massell. Carrying his suitcase, sound equipment, wherever you want to dance, any place in Death Valley, he'll set it up for you. It makes no difference. Hey, Bruce. Hey, all the best, Brucey, you know. And all I can say is, only the best leave NBC.
Thank you. You know who that was? Thank you. Isn't that nice? That was Ted Brown. Ted Brown, that is sweet. That makes me, you're going to be hearing from a lot of my very dear friends and people that are dear friends of yours. Ted Brown, thank you very much.
If your motor's spinning, it's just the beginning.
And now we go back, my friends, as I promised, back to 1957. The beautiful days, the golden days of rock. These are the Del Vikings. Just a moment. Lou Bruno just brought in a plate with lasagna, sausage, meatballs. It's Italian catering. Isn't that fantastic? Really great. Now, I know lots of you would like to be here with us. There are hundreds of people up here. What is going on? Now, are they happy I'm leaving, or is it a party because I'm leaving, or is it sort of a celebration because I'm making my career better? Sid Friedman just came down from News Center 4 as my producer. Dear friend, get over here. You have a million people listening in Little Falls, New Jersey. Now, you're in news. First of all, what are these people doing? Are they happy I'm leaving? What's the party for?
They're sad to see you leave, and they're... I don't know why they're eating so much. I can't figure that out.
Isn't that wild? Well, you know what we're doing, Sid. Now, Sid, you were a DJ back there, back in the 20s, right?
Back in the... Right. I used to wind up the phonograph.
Everyone's telling me, Percy, I've been listening to you since I was a kid. I thought I'd beat somebody to it. Well, as you know, the way I feel about radio, I love radio very, very much, and I feel radio is changing and going into a different mood, and I'm just not going to accept that kind of thing.
What will radio in New York be like without Cousin Brucey? I mean, it's a tradition.
People are going to miss me. I know that, because I'm going to miss the people, but I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue with doing things with you.
Why don't you just do commercials and make money?
You know something? That's not a bad idea. Maybe buy an advertiser. You want a meatball? Or a Twinkie?
They bounce.
Isn't this unbelievable? What are we doing? I have no idea. Just like normal, I have no idea. What are we doing? Oh, a record. Oh, good. Ah! You know what we're doing?
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Even though you're leaving radio, we're very happy you're going to be with us on News Center 4.
Thank you, Sid.
We really are.
Thank you, Sid.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sid. That is nice. Now, they are very dear friends up there. I'm leaving a lot of very dear friends here in radio. What do we have to do? News. Oh, listen. We're going to do news right now. By the way, the news. Is John Bohannon here yet? I got another surprise for you. I made a deal with the newsroom tonight, being that this is a very special night. They're going to be doing newscasts from 1950s and 1960s. When I told you we're going to do radio, that's what we're going to do. So we're going to do the stuff from the 50s and 60s, and I think that's great. And I think the news in those days were a little happier. I think so. Well, we'll find out tonight. And then when I return, I'm going to play the granddaddy of the Death Records, a record called Teen Angel, about a guy who drove with his girlfriend in his little car across a railroad track. The railroad track stopped. The car stopped. Train came, and it was chopped liver. That's what happened. Listen here.
Is WNBC New York, 66 NBC.
It's 83 degrees and partly cloudy in Rockefeller Center. This is John Bohannon with WNBC News. A grand jury in Brooklyn will resume hearing evidence on Monday in the Son of Sam case against David Berkowitz. He's being held under extremely tight security at Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn. His new home is a small cement-walled cell in the hospital. He's being restricted to that cell and to a nearby area. A spokeswoman at the hospital, Josephine Williams, tells us.
According to Captain Donald, who's the commanding officer on the prison ward, Dave Berkowitz is brought out of his cell into the day room for 1 hour, either preceding or after the other inmates are cleared from the day room. The purpose of this is for ambulation, as Dr. Schwartz mentioned. He can watch TV, he can read, whatever.
Berkowitz will face psychiatric tests for about a month. Experts will then decide whether he understands the charges against him and can take part in his own defense. There's a new law on the books today which would block a convicted criminal from cashing in on his crimes in any reenactment in books or movies. Governor Carey signed it into law today. It says that all profits from such sales be put into a special fund and paid to surviving victims or their families. The New York Post has quoted one literary agent, Bill Adler, saying that the .44 caliber killer might be offered as much as $250,000 for his story. The New York City Fire Department got 150 additional men today. They're the first to be added to the force in 3 years. They'll start special training next Monday, and that brings the force up to 10,525 firemen and officers. In home team baseball, the Yankees and the Angels are playing a twilight doubleheader at the stadium. After six innings, the Yankees lead 5-1. And after three innings, the Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates are tied 2-2 in the first game of their twilight doubleheader. 83 degrees, cloudy, warm, and humid tonight and through the weekend. A complete forecast follows world and national news on WNBC New York. It's 7 o'clock.
NBC Radio News, I'm Don Alexander. Armed Italian police have surrounded an Air France jet forced to make a refueling stop in Brindisi after being hijacked during a Paris to Cairo flight. NBC's Philip Till reports from the French capital that there's much confusion about other aspects of the hijacked story.
Air France says the plane has been refueled, and there are reports the crew has asked for flight plans to the Middle East. Over 200 persons are on the plane, but some 20 hostages have been released, including a number of children. The freed hostages are telling different stories about the hijacking. One version is that it's the work of a Libyan who wants to be reunited with his family. Other liberated hostages say the plane has been taken over by three Lebanese. Air France says it simply does not know who commandeered Flight 102, Paris-Cairo. Philip Till, NBC News, Paris.
More news in a moment.
Pardon me, Miss Checkout Person. Before you ring up this Minute Maid 100% pure lemon juice,
yes.
Do you know what's in it?
All consumer information is located upon the label.
Well, all it says is 100% pure lemon juice.
That's all that's in there, then.
What?
100% pure lemon juice.
No, see, there must be some preservative.
Well, then it would be called 100% minus the preservatives, wouldn't it?
See, we're having frog's legs. My wife told me to pick up fresh lemons, but this looks more convenient.
Well, as I comprehend the label of Minute Maid,
yes.
There's nothing in here but fresh lemon juice.
So, in your opinion...
If the world is your oyster, Minute Maid is your lemon juice.
I'm having frog's legs.
Oh, well then, if the world is your frog's legs, Minute Maid is your
fine,
lemon juice.
Fine, just ring
juice.
It up. That'll
or
be you.
Another way would be, lemon juice, thy name is Minute Maid.
Yes, forget the bag. I'll just
take...
Miss Simmons, your checkout line is backed up into the cream cheese.
Oh, your checkout line is backed up into the cream
cheese. I have Minute Maid 100% pure lemon juice in your grocer's freezer. Now fresh lemon juice doesn't have to come in a lemon.
I wish I had said that.
President Carter, after reviewing the proposed terms for a new Panama Canal treaty, has taken a personal hand in selling the pact to a skeptical Senate, also urging ex-President Ford and former Secretary of State Kissinger to work for its ratification. A near-perfect free-flight test of the space shuttle Enterprise was carried out today. NBC's Dan Blackburn has details from Edwards Air Force Base in California.
Perhaps the biggest surprise of the flight was that it went so well. The shuttle team was prepared for any number of possible problems, and they simply did not occur. The only trouble to be reported was the malfunctioning of one onboard computer immediately after the Enterprise separated from the 747, which carried it aloft. However, since there were four other computers backing up the one which malfunctioned, the problem was not serious. The entire flight went almost precisely according to the pattern predicted on the basis of earlier tests and simulated flights. And officials here say very few changes will have to be made before the next flight, which is set for August 30th. Dan Blackburn, NBC News at Edwards Air Force Base.
A Dartmouth University computer projection concludes that the administration's energy program could postpone a world fuel shortage for another 10 years, but won't wean this country from its dependence on foreign oil. The government has decided to permit oil companies to charge the highest possible price for oil from Alaska's North Slope, the same price as currently is paid for imported oil. In another stock market downslide, the key Dow Jones Industrial Average hit a 19-month low, closing just above 871. You're listening to NBC News.
Repeating the present temperature, 83. I'm John Bohannon, WNBC News.
Seasons, Cousin Brucey, right now, doing my last radio show. We are playing the hits that we all grew up with, everything we love so much, and it has been catered. Louis Bruno and Mrs. Bruno, thank you very, very much. Great Italian food. It's 7:06 right now. WNBC, people are calling, 955-9930, the telephone number, and we'll answer as soon as we can, all right? Now, this next record goes out to Mary and John, Fred and Martha, John and Irving. Well, to each his own. I just hope that what's-her-name with the oranges doesn't hear me do that.
Teenage.
And now.
Teenage.
If you have a handkerchief.
Teenage.
Prepare to cry. Here is a sad song about a boy and a girl and a tragic end.
That fateful night, the car was stalled upon the railroad track. I pulled you out. But you went running back. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still?
Pardon the expression, a rash of death records. I remember, I don't know how many of them. We will try to get as many as we can on. Jeff Mazie just said, what is it? You don't want to, if it's Surfing Bird, I'm leaving the station. I will not play that, what is it? Oh, God, yeah, maybe a little later. I think it's too early for that. There's children listening. A whole rash of death records followed. I mean, one after another. My new center forward coaches, Bobby Gonzalez, Lee Surrey, and my dear friend Wing Lee just walked in. A nice. This is a beautiful thing, a beautiful party. And you will be hearing my son, John Morrow, a little bit later on, as he used to take over my show once in a while. The heir apparent is looking at his father very greedily as I am aging. He's saying, you feel well today, Dad? You feel well, Dad?
Cousin Brucey.
And now, cousins, these are the Dubs.
Could this be magic?
Another beautiful blast from the past. Pardon me.
Thank you.
course. Keep your motor spinning. It's only the beginning. This is Captain Bruce Morrow. We have telephone calls, and I'm going to take as many as we can. We want to play some contests, but I don't think we'll ever get these phones cleared. That's what I think. 955-9930. Say hi to your cousin Bruce Morrow. Brogan, your Cadillac Oldsmobile dealer in Patterson has been serving northern New Jersey for 50 years with the finest selection of new and used Caddies and Oldsmobiles at prices you can afford. Costs a lot less than you think, you know, to own a new Cadillac. And Brogan's in Patterson is where you save money. The selection of new or used Cadillacs has never been better, and the prices are right for you, so don't wait. Buy a Caddy now and beat the 78 price increase with the end of the model year savings at Brogan's in Patterson, New Jersey. If you're too busy to come by Brogan's showroom in Patterson, come. Hold it. I just bought Bobby Macell, who's my dear friend and engineer for 3 years up here, constantly. He has one big weakness. And the other one is chocolate cherries. We can't satisfy the one big weakness up here. We'll get arrested. But the other one we can, chocolate-covered cherries, is gone berserk. Now, where was I? If you're too busy to come into Brogan's showroom in Patterson, call 201-742-8400. And they're going to be happy to come by to see you. Brogan Cadillac Oldsmobile in Patterson, located 1 mile off Route 80 at 505 Ellison Street at the corner of Madison and Ellison in Patterson, New Jersey. Setting the pace in sales and service is nothing new to the sales pros at Brogan, your Cadillac Oldsmobile dealer in Patterson, where you save money. Hi, Gailey. How are you, sweetheart? This is so nice. A party. If I knew this would happen, I'd quit every single week, you know? Hello there.
Bruce?
Hey, who am I talking to?
Don Kirshner.
Don, how are you?
How you been?
Oh, hey, Don, I've been watching you at a great concert. You're getting to be a real ham.
Well, I've been watching you. I've been learning everything. That's why I got the courage to go on, Bruce. Are you kidding?
Well, I'll tell you, if one guy who I'd like to talk to tonight, it would be Don Kirshner. I'll tell you that. I'm really very pleased that you got a few moments to give me a call.
Oh, that's sweet of you. The best pictures that I ever had in my house of my family, you took. Do you remember?
Yeah, that's right. When we came out to the house, and you and I compared news clippings.
That was it, Ben. But I just wanted to wish you the best on behalf of Sheila and myself, and I'm looking forward to seeing you soon, and I hear you're doing incredible things, and I watch you all the time on Channel 4.
Don, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it.
Feel good and best of everything.
Hey, listen, keep discovering the talent and keep that music coming to us, will you?
Okay, and thanks for all the help in the past, Bruce.
With cousin Bruce.
We are producing a show here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the great discoveries of Don Kirshner, a man that Kirshner helped rise to the top, Neil Sedaka. Discoveries, Neil Sedaka. I have some beautiful lasagna here and some meatballs, and I know before the evening's over, I'm going to put my elbow in it. What do you need? What do you want, the beer? Okay. This is what. Come on, Walter. Isn't this something? You know, if I knew this was going to happen, I think I quit every week. I mean, this is like a party. It is absolutely beautiful. It is a party. My friends, what is happening, in case you just joined us, I am doing my very last radio show. Your cousin Bruce's career is going to a different road. Radio is changing very, very radically, and in my opinion, I'm just not, it's not suited for what I want to do. I believe I want to communicate, and radio is going a different way. And I just want to go continue with my television. I want to continue communicating. I am looking for a radio station to buy my own. I'm going to be producing television specials, and I'm writing a book called The Last Radio Show. You'll be hearing about it. Tonight, 4 hours of radio in the grand style, the way we always used to do it. In a few moments, we're going to be playing a musical mini-quiz. I know everybody's trying to call. We're going to play records for you. We'll put you on the air. If you can get those records, and you win fame, fortune, glory, and greed right here. Listen to the records and call. Stand by for it. It'll happen in a few moments. 955-9930.
At Exxon, we want to help make your important miles comfortable and trouble-free with dependable products for your car and the kind of day-to-day auto maintenance you need for good performance. All across the country, you'll find thousands of convenient Exxon dealers who are independent businessmen. They work hard to get and keep your business. Also, you'll find that most Exxon dealers have been at their jobs for quite a while. And when you've been at something a long time, you get to be good at it. So when you want dependable products or day-to-day maintenance for your car, look for the familiar Exxon sign. It's a good way to help make every mile count.
Exxon wants to sell good products and wrap in a smile to say, "Exxon satisfied."
There's no way. That is so good. I don't know who cooked this or where, what restaurant it came from, but boy, I'll tell you, they can certainly make the food. Thank you, little Bruno. Hey, Gailey. Gail here is one of our fine professionals at 66 WNBC, who I've always been in love with. You've been my very first friend here. And this is the sadness, the people. I'm not sad leaving what I'm doing, because I'm going onward. And I've been knowing this was going to happen eventually. You have to, you know. But leaving you, I'm going to be very sad, Gailey.
Well, same here.
You got all kinds of, what is this, Christmas?
Well,
what is going on here tonight?
I baked you a cake, because when you first came,
smells delicious.
I baked you a cake.
You're right.
And now you're leaving, and I baked you a cake. So,
that's nice.
I mean, very appropriate.
And what is all this?
Well, Ron Levy bought you a little going away
nice
remembrance, and I did also.
And here's the NBC nerd right on here. That's the
wrapped
little thing.
Wrapped in NBC wrapping paper.
That's
yes,
nice.
Right there. For
well,
all
that's
the
great. Well, I really thank you
with
so much.
With our best.
That is sweet. Thank you. Thank you.
We'll miss you.
I miss you too, believe me. But I'll be back. I'll be coming saying hello to my friends. Let's take a telephone call. Hi, who am I talking to?
Hey, Bruce. Hey,
what are you... Listen.
Hey, Bruce, this is Mel Phillips, the old PD, remember me?
Which one, Mel? I've gone through 16 here.
Listen, I've been listening for a long time now, Bruce, and you blew the last set. No call letters in it. Seriously.
You gonna give me a call? Are you gonna call me in the office tomorrow?
Absolutely. Which will be followed by a memo. Seriously. We spent one brief year together, and I wish it could have been longer.
I do too, Mel. I'll tell you, we really, really were starting to shape up really beautifully. But as I said to you when you left here, upwards and onward, right?
That's right. I mean, it's all straight ahead.
Well, how does it feel to hear real? How does it feel to hear real old-time radio again?
Oh, I love it. Hey, you know, reminder of days growing up in Brooklyn. But one thing, you know how it is for programming people who never get a chance to get on the air. So this is my big moment, and I got to rehearse, and I hope Bobby's got some levels going there, right?
He died. Listen, Mel. easy, Mel. Mel, take it easy. Mel, I'm very pleased. I didn't know you were able to talk without every other word being a call letter. He used to say, Brucey, WMDC. Cousin Bruce, how you doing?
Bruce, I love you.
Mel, listen, good luck, and, you know, anything I can do to help you, you know that. You got me.
Put me in the book.
You got it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Cousin Brucey, so
so fine. It's 722 right now, 66. This is WNBC Radio. I'm tired of saying 722. It is 22 minutes after 7. How's that? I'm a real revolutionary. I'm going to do it the other way. Thank you very much. Thank you. Time, everybody. From this tower of power here, I got a stack of black shellac. All righty. Now, this is a commercial. We're going to try attempt. Oh, thank you. We got telegrams coming in. And we're going to get to the phones. We're going to play musical mini quiz. When are we doing that? Right after this commercial? All right, now listen very carefully. Right after I do this spot, God help this sponsor. Another one's going to go down the drain. They don't need it. They're rich here. Now, we're going to play a musical mini quiz. I'm going to, well, we'll explain it to you in a moment. Stand by for it. Sell your diamond jewelry in the Empire State Building. Sell your diamond jewelry in the Empire State Building. Sell your diamond jewelry in the Empire State Building. Shut up. Now, that is not a broken record. That is just a sound advice, and it stands repeating. I wonder who the hell wrote this thing. Do you believe some guy's making $800 a week writing this schmaltz? Now's the time to sell your unused diamonds and gold jewelry and silverware for cash to the Empire Diamond Corporation, 66th floor in the Empire State Building, 5th Avenue, 34th Street. Prices are at the highest in over 100 years for diamonds. Now, we happen to have a recording right now. We had our 66 NBC microphones go up to the Empire State Building, 66th floor, this afternoon, and we will now hear somebody going in. I think her name is Mrs. Hochstein, showing one of the very capable, careful salesmen who is going to appraise, an appraiser of her diamond. Mrs. Hochstein speaks, and then, of course, then you will hear the diamond being handled carefully at Empire Diamond.